AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A source tells the AP the CEO of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson, was shot and killed this morning outside a Hilton hotel in Manhattan.
New York police said a 50-year-old man was shot around 6:45 a.m. and was taken to a hospital but could not be saved. The shooter fled. The company, the largest provider of Medicare Advantage plans in the U.S., was scheduled to have its annual meeting with investors this morning. New York Mayor Eric Adams said the preliminary investigation indicated it was not a random shooting. I'm Jennifer King.
Opposition parties in South Korea are taking steps to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol after he briefly declared martial law. Impeachment would require the support of two-thirds of parliament, and at least six justices of the nine-member constitutional court would have to endorse it to remove Yoon. Secretary of State Antony Blinken welcomed the withdrawal of martial law.
Korea is one of the most powerful stories in the world about the emergence of democracy and democratic resilience. And we'll continue to look to Korea to set that example.
A transgender rights case is before the Supreme Court. It's a challenge to a Tennessee law that bans gender-affirming care for minors. Speaking before the justices, Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar.
If the court wants to go ahead and look at what's happening in Europe, the UK has not categorically banned this care. Sweden, Finland, and Norway, the other jurisdictions that my friends point to, have not banned this care. And I think that's because of the recognition that this care can provide critical, sometimes life-saving benefits for individuals with severe gender dysphoria.
President-elect Donald Trump is bringing Peter Navarro, a former advisor who served prison time related to the Capitol riot, back as a senior counselor for trade and manufacturing. Pete Hegseth, the president-elect's Pentagon pick, is fighting to hold on to his cabinet nomination over growing questions about his personal conduct as the Trump team considers alternatives, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. This is AP News. There is a new list of the most mispronounced names of 2024. It's
fine. The singer of Good Luck, Babe, it's Chapel Roan. The language learning company Babbel and closed captioning company The Captioning Group say it's one of the names that news anchors, politicians, and other public figures got wrong a lot this year. The star of the movie Saltburn is Barry Keoghan, spelled K-E-O-G-H-A-N. The star of the movie Challengers, it's not Zendaya, but Zendaya. Other frequently mispronounced names include semaglutide, the drug and the weight loss medications Ozempic and Wegovy, fast fashion giant Shein, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, and Vice President Kamala Harris.
Kamala.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
After more than 150 shows across five continents over nearly 2 years, the global phenomenon that is Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is coming to an end. The last concert is Sunday in Vancouver. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.